Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the city of angels. Good morning. You made it to Friday, and I don't like it. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, the weekend is finally here. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. My name is Edgar. What up, Brian?
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 AMP Radio, or you could give us a call or shoot us a text at 877-971-HITS. Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
All right, we're celebrating something huge that just dropped last night. If you didn't know, now you know. Ariana Grande dropped her entire album, Thank You Next. Already broke a record. It is now the fastest album in U.S. iTunes history to reach number one in just 5 minutes.
Jeez.
That's nuts.
Five minutes. Shot up. It's like nobody else had music out. Like, nope, nobody else, just Ariana Grande. And she is really opening up in these songs, man, making some revelations about Mac Miller. Definitely trying to steal your man. In some songs.
It seems like it's got to be a hot, cold slap in the face to Pete Davidson. She's already like, I'm going to steal your, break up the girlfriend, I'm going to steal your guy. We just ended ours in September.
She's a savage. I love it.
She just broke out, right,
yeah,
Chelsea?
Yeah, I'm so into it. Also, I love that it's so honest. And in that song, it's Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored. It's like every single girl has felt that way. And it's not right, you know, female empowerment, but there's been moments when you're like, you know what? I wish you'd break up with her because I feel like I want a chance.
Listen, if you have somebody to say that to right now, just use the airwaves, girl.
Yeah, well.
Listen up, Harry Styles. You had your moment, Chelsea. You wavered.
AMP Radio.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 AMP Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us. 6:25 in the morning. Hopefully you have some awesome weekend plans. We're about to share our weekend plans and expectations. So looking like this weekend, there's a 50% chance of rain for Saturday and Sunday, especially Saturday morning. And I like to see it as a 50% chance of sunshine. And like, why do weather people get paid to tell us there's a 50-50 chance?
Right?
You know how much more... Well, they say 50% chance of rain because you know how much more angry that we are at them if we say it's 50% chance of sun? And we're like, he said it might be sunny! And then we go out to like a picnic and get poured on.
What you did.
They'd rather hedge their bet and be like, no, I told you it might rain.
Low expectations and then be surprised. I get it now. All right, guys. So weekend plans, expectations for myself from now and for the next 4 weeks. We are on baby watch numero dos. It's basically
crazy.
Like Groundhog Day from now till early March, guys.
Just every day you wake up, same routine. Make sure the house is ready to go in case you got to make a quick exit.
All of the above, man. We're doing drills at home, you know. Janet's like, ready, baby, go. You know, get the bags, get in the car.
She's got a stopwatch on you. She's like, oh!
Wait, where's Ariela, her first, you know, baby? Where'd she go, you know? But last night, Janet started getting some, like, contractions. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this is a little too early. But they only lasted about 20 minutes, and then they went away.
Isn't that Braxton Hicks?
Yeah, that's what they're called, Chelsea. You know this because of your brother and his wife, right?
Yeah, and a lot of my friends as
right,
well.
Right.
What does that mean?
So they're like pre...
Madonnas.
They're like pre-contractions. Yeah, it's like getting your body ready.
But they're not the real thing because they don't go on for too long.
Like you said, it's just a drill.
Yeah, it's just a drill, man. So it's for real. So this weekend, you know, at any moment, we could be at dinner, whatever it may be, and we just got to hit the eject button and roll to the hospital. So I'll keep you guys updated on that. Brian, what are you getting into this weekend, bro?
I got a fun weekend, man. To kick it off, I got a lot of stand-up. I'm at the Ha Ha Comedy Club on Saturday night, 8:30.
Oh, nice.
Hit me up if you want to come. But then I got this voicemail yesterday.
Oh, okay. Hey, it's Howie Mandel from America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
Sorry I missed you. Get prepared. You'll have up to 90 seconds for your audition performance at the Pasadena Convention Center on February 9th. That's it. Good luck.
So that's what I'll be doing on Saturday.
That's awesome.
Our boy Brian Gonna be at the auditions of America's Got Talent?
Look out.
Get it, bro?
So for all you people who be at that fracas at the convention center, you can find me. I'll be documenting on Instagram stories.
That's awesome. And you get 90 seconds to do a routine of yours, a comedy stand-up routine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whatever 90 seconds I want.
You know which one you want?
I mean, I don't know yet. I'm a game time decision guy, man. Really? That's how I do stand-up every time.
You're not gonna plan it at all ahead of time.
No, okay. That ruins the fun. I don't like rehearsing anything. Because if I rehearse it, then the second time I do it, it always sounds flat and like I'm acting. Uh-huh. So, yes, that's Saturday. I'll let you know how that goes.
That's awesome.
Potentially, unless I have to sign NDAs when I'm there. Who knows? But the coolest part of the weekend, my brother and I, he's training for the LA Marathon. He wants to try to walk most of it, and that's March 23rd. We are going to do a 12-mile bar crawl starting at the Waffle on Sunset, 10 a.m. on Sunday. You're all welcome to join us. And we're walking all the way to the Cheesecake Factory on the end of the Santa Monica Pier.
Wow.
12.1 miles.
Walking and drinking. This is before your audition or after?
This is on Sunday.
Okay, good.
No. We cleared the boards on Saturday.
Celebration.
I'd probably be more funny on my audition, to be honest, if I got done with a 12-mile bar crawl. So I put up all the stops. We have 7 stops along the way, all these iconic places. Sir in West Hollywood, if you're a Vanderpump Rules fan, we're going to Beverly Hilton.
Nice.
We're going to Busby's West.
Heck yeah.
We're walking all the way. I put them all up on Facebook. You can find me at Moot Comedy. And you can join us. Come hang out.
That's dope.
He wants to make this a fundraiser every year.
That's going to be great.
Walk
man.
It off for cancer.
Bro, we wish you all the best on your audition, dog. Break a leg.
I'm more excited about the bar crawl, to be honest.
That sounds dope, too. Chelsea, what are you getting into this weekend? This is like your Super Bowl weekend covering the Grammys for Billboard and for Amp Radio.
Yeah, it's Grammys all weekend long. So it kicks off tonight, actually. I'm covering a Music Cares, which is, it's basically they're honoring Dolly Parton as their person of the year. So like her goddaughter, Miley Cyrus, is going to be there doing like a tribute, and Shawn Mendes and Pink and Katy Perry. So I'll be on the red carpet, hopefully interviewing them. You never know what could happen, but I'm looking forward to that. I think that's going to be a really, really fun event. And then Sunday, Grammy Sunday. So obviously the big day, I'm hosting a 2.5-hour live stream pre-red carpet show for Billboard.
Uh-huh.
So that'll be live on Twitter. So we've just been prepping for that. A lot of rehearsals going down this weekend. But that should be really fun. Basically, we have like a panel of Billboard experts. The editorial team come up, and we just talk about like the year in music and who we think is going to win, and you know, just the highlights and stuff. So it's a really, really cool show.
But you're doing the 12-mile bar crawl with Brian on Sunday first.
Exactly.
And then the Grammys.
So that'll be real interesting.
Good karma. Walking it off for cancer research.
Yeah,
and then
what's going to be really interesting is Sunday night. Steven Tyler of Aerosmith does this crazy after party for the Grammys every year, and this year I got invited.
Yes, Chelsea.
Which is like a big, like I'm excited but also nervous. So I'm planning on going to that Sunday night. So Monday should be very interesting.
It's a lot
guys.
Of pressure you're putting
What's
on yourself
happen?
For some Steven Tyler stories.
I know, right?
Let's get it. So Monday we'll get all the inside scoop to everything that's going down, and wish you all the best, Chelsea. Big weekend for you. You deserve it, girl.
97.1 Amp Radio.
It is a big day for Ariana Grande. She released her 5th studio album, Thank You Next, and it's already number one on iTunes. It actually beat the record for quickest climb to the number one spot. She did it in 5 minutes.
Damn.
Jeez.
Which is huge.
Wild.
I know.
Congrats.
So I've been listening to it all morning. It's great. I'm actually going to play some of the new songs for you guys in a little bit. But first, I want to get into all the drama right now that's surrounding her and the Grammys, which are obviously going down this weekend on Sunday. I reported yesterday she pulled out of her performance and she said she's not attending due to creative differences with Grammy producers. Basically, they wouldn't let her perform which song she wanted to. Brian, you made a good point. I think it's because she wanted to play 7 Rings and Thank You Next, songs that aren't on her nominated album.
Right. If you're someone watching the Grammys, you want to hear the songs that they're talking about. If I'm the producer, I'm like, nah, I mean, we get it. Play those next year.
Yeah. Well, yesterday, so the drama escalated because the Grammys producer, Ken Yerlich, said in an interview that Ariana pulled out of the Grammys because she felt it was too late for her to pull something together.
Mm.
So Ariana sees this. She responds immediately to Ken's statement saying, basically, it's not true at all. She said, I've kept my mouth shut, but now you're lying about me. I can pull together a performance overnight, and you know that, Ken. It was when my creativity and self-expression was stifled by you that I decided not to attend. She then also tweeted, it's about art and honesty, not politics, not doing favors or playing games. It's just a game, y'all, and I'm sorry, but that's not what my music is to me. And right on. I mean, I feel like I'm
standing up for herself.
Absolutely.
Not being afraid to speak out.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that her album dropped last night and all this drama goes down, I saw that and I was like, the Grammys, you're playing the game with her. Like, any press for her right now with the album out, she's going to take they're going to take an L against her.
But listen, I think this is now an issue with the Grammys and connecting with certain artists. And they admitted it. They're like, hey, you know, I know Kendrick and Drake, declined performing at the Grammys. Also, and the Grammys producers are saying we're having a tough time connecting with the hip hop world because a lot of times they don't win the big awards. And basically, they get hurt and they don't want to show up.
I mean, you know, it's a bummer because the Grammys, you know, obviously the biggest night in music. Like, you think that they, like, Ariana Grande's had the biggest year ever. And it's disappointing to me, like, why she needs to be there. And and in speaking on that, you know, with you know, the black community and the fact that they have, like, you know, Kendrick has been robbed many years. Drake's been robbed. Beyonce. This year, though, they put together a committee to sort of stand up for that community, the hip hop community, and make sure they're represented. And they were, you know, in a lot of the nominations. But we'll see if it translates to who wins.
I think this is a lack of respect from the Recording Academy for what goes into you know, hip-hop production and hip-hop writing and all those things, because you'll hear two albums and be one that's like recorded musically in an album with instruments, and if you're part of the Recording Academy, you're like an old school head. You're like, that's so much more difficult than some dude sitting in his basement on a laptop making a beat and then bringing it over to the studio and one rapper over the top vocally.
Right. Yeah, so maybe last minute Ariana will show up to the Grammys on Sunday. It's not looking likely, but that's kind of the latest with that. Now let's get into Ariana's new music, because her album is fire. I've been listening to it all morning. I want to start with this song, and I think it's called Ghostin'. I think it's one of the best tracks, one of the most emotional tracks in the album. It touches on her relationship with Mac Miller, obviously her ex-boyfriend who passed away in 2018. And then it also touches on Pete Davidson. It's very much about her relationship with Pete Davidson and kind of saying, look, I'm sorry that I'm mourning the loss of Mac. So here's kind of her first. I broke it up into two sections. Here's first her talking to Pete.
Wow, that's very honest.
Mm-hmm. And then she talks about, Mac Miller and basically mourning his loss and how obviously it's been very difficult for her. So here's a little bit of that. Though I wish he were here instead. Don't want that living in your head. He just comes to visit me when I'm dreaming every now and then. Amp Radio.
Right about now, we have the Lyrical Prank Challenge for you, Drive-Thru Edition. You suggested all kinds of songs yesterday. It was Brian's turn, and the winning song was Ariana Grande's Seven Rings. I see it, I like it, I want it, I got it, yeah. So you had to throw in these lyrics while ordering food at a drive-thru. Give us a little bit of context. You did a little duet, bro.
Yeah, so what happened was, is typically, I mean, we do this segment on Thursday, and Thursdays get real busy. I had to take my brother to a couple doctor's appointments for, he's about to start his last round of chemotherapy for colon cancer.
Right.
That's next week, but we had to go in for some blood work and some other things, and then we got busy, then we went and watched the Lakers-Celtics game, and met up with somebody, so it was about 10 o'clock when I finally got around to doing it, and we were driving back from Pasadena, and I was like, oh, let's do a duet on this. But here's the problem. I keep showing up at Taco Bell's, like, when the people there want to go home real bad.
Yeah.
They are not trying to mess around with me.
You got
to
get the day shift, bro.
Yeah, you're probably also, like, the seventh person that's come through just, like, messing with them.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
All right, so let's hear this. Seven Rings, Ariana Grande, drive-thru challenge. Here we go.
How can I help you? Y'all got a camera? Because I just got hair. Oh, yeah. I bought it. Can you see it?
Nah, bro.
Oh, you don't have a camera. All right.
Nah, bro. Nah, bro.
As soon as he said that, I was like, man, I'm torturing some guy. He just wants to go home.
But you guys didn't give up, bro. Like, the Lakers didn't give up and went for the win.
I'm looking for something like breakfast at Tiffany's, bottles of bubbles. Oh, the double cheesy gordita crunch.
Mm-hmm. I see it. I like it. I want it. I got it.
There's your brother.
Put it in the bag.
Would that be all?
I'd rather spoil my friends with all my riches. Oh, he's going to spoil me with all his riches.
And so let's get number 11.
What you thought with that?
Diet Coke. I see it. I like it.
Oh, he sees that.
Diet Pepsi Coke?
Yeah.
Diet Pepsi's all right. Put it in the bag.
Would that be all?
Ooh, you know what? We'll add some nacho fries because I make big deposits and my glasses popping.
Popping! Like lashes and diamonds and ATM machines!
I killed it.
Alright. These are nacho fries and a combo number 11.
Yeah.
See, I like it. I want it. I got it.
Put it in the bag.
All right, man. It's total. It's 10-16. Three drives to last one.
Oh, he's so done.
Do you have the wallet? You have a wallet?
I don't have my wallet.
Who's paying?
I don't have my wallet.
What up, dude? Who's paying?
10-16.
You're not paying?
I don't have my wallet. I'll
bring his wallet.
Yeah, you do.
I don't have my wallet.
You have your... I don't have my wallet.
I forgot my wallet.
Sorry, dude. Neither one of us had money on us.
He said I.
And then you guys booked it?
Well, he didn't give us the food. Yeah, we left.
Wow. You forgot your wallet.
Well, we stopped by Pat's house.
You're literally the worst.
We stopped by Pat's house, and then I had my backpack on me, all this stuff, and then we got in the car to whip over to Taco Bell, because I gotta go get this audio. And he didn't have his wallet, I didn't have my wallet, and the guy just like standing there with a bag in his hands, and we're like, we don't have any money. And he looks like he goes, all right, and he puts the bag down, and then he shuts his window, I shut mine.
He's like, just wanted you to leave. He's like, just go get out of here, man. Just
everybody go your own way. Nah, bro.
Nah, bro. I feel so bad. I'm going to go back and give him a hug.
Please, man. It deserves something. 97.1 Amp Radio. All right, familia, like every Friday, we have the hookup hotline. It's like speed dating, but live on the radio.
We give two listeners 97.1 seconds to get to know each other. And look, this is the last Friday before Valentine's Day, so you're throwing like a love Hail Mary at this point.
That's right. We encourage you to get weird. Ask all the questions. You don't have a lot of time. Yeah. And then at the end, you decide if you want to hook up or hang up.
Kendra, age 29, from El Segundo. Good morning.
Good morning.
Love your vibe, Kendra. Let me introduce you to your future ex-husband, Trevor, age 27, from LA. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, bro? All right, 97.1 seconds on the clock. Let the hookup begin. Go.
Hey, Trevor. How's it going?
Hi. It's great.
I just wanted to ask a question.
Okay,
why are you single this close to Valentine's Day? Why did you get dumped?
Oh. Whoa! Oh,
what?
I'm not really into Valentine's Day. I don't know if that's a deal breaker for you.
Oh, no, Trevor. Valentine's Day is for lovers. I like sweet things on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
He's like panic mode. The ripcord, pull it!
What have been some highlights for you for Valentine's Days in the past?
My last very good Valentine's Day, my lover rented a boat for the Valentine's Day holiday.
Wow.
And we basically had a little chef, and we were on the water overnight.
Trevor, you might want to hang up.
Yeah, right. Speaking of ships, your boat is sunk, buddy.
I mean, it's not a deal breaker, though, Trevor. But, you know, I just thought that it's sweet so close to Valentine's Day. You might have something sweet on your mind.
Yeah, I mean, I'm interested in meeting someone. That's pretty sweet.
And that's what I'm looking for, too. That's why I said it doesn't matter. So what else about you is super sweet, Trevor?
I make candles. That's pretty sweet.
Oh my gosh. I work with my best friend who also makes candles.
Whoa.
This is a deal breaker though, Trevor.
Already.
Are they soy-based candles?
Yes, of course.
Yes.
Time's up. Time's up.
Yeah, this went from like weird escapades on a yacht to we're both cheersing over soy-based candles.
I didn't even know that existed, bro.
I don't even know what that means.
Trevor, you're going to be on hold. You won't be able to hear what Kendra has to say if she wants to hook up or hang up. That way you're not swayed by her decision, all right? Hang tight. Don't hang up.
You got it.
All right, Kendra, based on your 97.1 seconds with Trevor.
I need more information from Trevor so I could see if he's in a candle competition, so I'd like to know more about him.
So you want to continue the hookup?
Yeah, of course. He makes candles. That's awesome.
Don't we find it strange a guy that's not into Valentine's Day just spends his days making candles? It's weird.
Hang with wax.
All right, Kendra, hang tight. Trevor.
Yeah, that took a long time. I don't know. I'm so worried.
What are your thoughts, Trevor, on the real, man, based on the conversation you just had with Kendra, hook up or hang up, bro?
I think I'm going to go for hang up, you guys. Is that rude?
Oh, no. You're cute for asking that, but no.
Is it rude?
I mean, I think we felt it too, that there really wasn't a connection there.
Trevor, what was it that you're like, nah, negative, hang up on this?
I guess it just sort of felt like she had a way about her, like a way of saying things, and everything seemed sort of by rote, and just there didn't seem to be a lot of like flexibility, honesty, you know, just like, hey, this is what we're actually doing.
Where I stopped feeling it was when she referred to the last person she was with as her lover. My lover rented a boat. What the hell are you talking about?
All right, Trevor, hang tight. I'm gonna bring her back on. All right.
Oh okay.
Wait, we're doing that?
Wait, I thought, yeah. Kendra, Trevor, you're both on the line now. Trevor, Kendra decided to continue the hookup with you.
Oh, yeah.
Kendra, you know how you were asking Trevor to tell you sweet things about himself?
Yes.
One sweet thing is he's very honest.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately, he wants to hang up.
Oh, sad town.
Kendra, it is nothing personal.
Let's go back to that sad town part. I'm living in sad town now.
Well, it didn't work out this time around, but Trevor, I appreciate you being honest about this and not just going on with the situation. And Kendra, it sounds like you know specifically what you want in your life, and don't give up on that, all right?
All righty. Thank you so much. Bye, Trevor.
Bye, Kendra.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
For Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea, all right, we're playing a little game called The Grannies. Grannies and with a Nancy, right? Grannies. We got some awesome vintage ladies, grannies, grandmas, to recite the lyrics to Grammy-nominated songs by AMP artists. If you could guess what artist and what song they're reciting, then you're going to be able to win 4 tickets to the advanced screening of the movie Isn't It Romantic, hitting theaters February 13th, but you'll be able to check it out before that. All right, so big shout out to our friend and street teamer Joe Wow.
That's right.
I called him up. I was like, I got a special mission for you, bro. I need you to find some vintage ladies and record them. He's like, I'm on it.
We send Joe out to really get our groundbreaking radio gold. You know what I'm saying? Some people say radio's complicated. We like to make it super uncomplicated by just sticking microphones in people's faces.
And I'm guessing he's probably sober because this is like during the day. And you know, he does our tipsy talk. He usually drinks a lot. But so we'll see, because he has a hard time sometimes when he's sober doing these.
Yeah, but they were serving alcohol at bingo. So he got lit.
Happy hour starts at the old folks home at 1.
Does it?
All right, here we go. Let's meet our two contestants. We have Cassandra from Diamond Bar. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Cassandra, you're going to be going up against Jasmine from Diego. What up, Jasmine?
Hello.
Thank you so much for playing with us. All right, guys, so this is the way it's going to work, okay? You're going to hear Granny Coco B reciting the lyrics to a song, and you got to tell us what artist it is and the name of the song once you feel you know what it is, okay?
Okay.
And the way we're going to know who you are is you got to buzz in with your favorite animal noise. Cassandra, what is your favorite animal noise?
Oh, my God. I guess a dog barking.
All right, sounds good. Jasmine, what animal noise do you want to use?
I'll do a cat.
All right, very creative.
Right. Here we go. There you
go. The very first one.
Don't overthink it, guys.
Coco B, if you know what it is, let us hear a dog or a cat. This is the first one from Coco B.
My name is Coco, and I'm from L.A. to New York.
Coast to coast.
Drinking a Henny bed, jumping in the pool, and they ain't got on no bra.
I heard a cat.
Yeah, that was me.
All right, Jasmine, what is it? Rockstar by who?
By Post Malone featuring 21 Savage.
Whoa!
That is great!
She got the feature.
We
got
to hear the rest of this, though. Hold on.
On her tracks, and now she's screaming out, no mas, no mas, yeah, yeah, yeah. They like Savage. Why you got a 12-car garage and only 6 cars, 21? Your wifey say I'm looking like a whole snack. Living like a rock star, I'm living like a rock star.
Oh, Coco B, turn it up. All right, here's the second song. You ready? Jasmine, you are winning, being the cat. Cassandra, we got to hear a bark on this one. Here it is. Coco B with the second song. What song is it and who sings it? Here it goes.
It's lit. La Ferrari to Jambalaya. Juice. Yeah, skirt, skirt. We back on the road. They jumping off, no parachute. Yeah, shoddy in the back. She said she worked on her glutes. Yeah. Oh, my God. Ain't by the book. Yeah. This is how it look. Yeah. About a check. Yeah. Just check the foods. Yeah. Pass this to my daughter. I'ma show her what it took. Yeah. Baby mama, cover Forbes, got these other shook. Yeah.
It's so funny when you bleep out vintage people.
I love Coco B. All right. Does anybody want to take a guess? Bark or meow?
I don't know that one. I don't know.
Neither you know it. So therefore,
I don't know.
Jasmine, since you got the first one, you are the winner.
Winner.
Yes.
Skirt, Coco B.
Can anybody think what that was?
I was close, man.
I was close, and then I lost it.
It's like a Cardi B song?
Sicko no. Mode.
Sicko Mode.
Coco B, that flow was special. All right, congratulations, Jasmine. You won 4 tickets to go to the advanced screening of Isn't It Romantic. And you know what, Cassandra? We're going to hook you up with 4 tickets as well, all right?
Sure, thank you so much.
Love it. She's like, what?
Skirt.
Love you guys.
97.1 Amp Radio.
So Offset and Chris Brown are currently in a heated feud.
Hey. Yeah.
And it is all over rapper 21 Savage.
Oh, yeah.
So what happened was Chris Brown posted a meme mocking 21 Savage for being arrested by ICE. And Offset was offended because he's friends with 21 Savage.
They're
and
Atlanta
also
guys, man.
Yeah, and it's a very touchy subject as well, you know. Offset commented on Chris's Instagram, basically calling it unfunny and lame, which set Chris off. He responded with a very aggressive and explicit post saying something along the lines of, which obviously I can't say it word for word, but he said, F you, little boy. Better worry about what you got going on and focus on you. If you a real man, fight me. To which Offset responded saying, Cokehead don't want. Things then escalated to more verbal threats. In an Instagram story post, Offset said he will smack the S out of Brown the next time he sees him, and then also referenced the singer's history of domestic violence with Rihanna.
Right.
And then since then, I was just on Chris's Instagram, and he's been posting a handful of memes basically making fun of Offset, drawing comparisons to Pootie Tang and Boondocks characters, and he's like not letting up. He just keeps posting stuff.
Do you think when these guys are, you know, texting each other or DMing each other such fighting words, do you think they roll up their sleeves as they're like, oh, I'm going to text this right here?
I mean, I've seen Migos roll up on like Joe Budden and like legit hip-hop radio personalities. Migos is not, they're not backing down from anybody.
Yeah.
It's real.
And the thing about Chris Brown, can someone just let him know you're not allowed to make fun of anybody ever again?
Mm-hmm.
Like, sorry, you just lost that privilege to clown on anybody for anything after Rihanna. You know what you should do? Stick to music. Stop screwing around.
And I think regardless if you're a friend of 21 Savage or not, it's not funny when you look at it on the human level, when a human or a father gets separated from their family and their kids and could potentially get deported.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing funny about that. At all, you know, so it's just bad taste, man.
It's just hard to laugh at anything Chris Brown does.
Well, I hate that it's like all that they resort to violence. It's all about violence or come fight. It's like we don't need that right now at this time. I mean, ever, but like especially at this time where the world is.
You better hope that Cardi doesn't jump in because she like
throwing shoes.
I mean, she doesn't even need to fight anymore. Yeah. Like she roasts people on social media and in rants so hard, like that would end it right there if Cardi just stepped in and just finished him off.
If this beef continues, we should do a poll or a little pool. How long till Cardi B jumps in? Chelsea, if this continues.
Oh, man. I don't know, because she's right now, she's sort of doing the whole like independent thing and stepping away from things with Offset. So I would give it maybe a couple weeks.
Couple weeks till she comes in?
I think so.
Ryan? The breaking point happens if Chris Brown mentions anything about Offset being a father
to
her daughter or her daughter or her at all or their family situation. Then Cardi's going to step in. And Offset's going to be like, I told you, dog. I'm out. I'm on thin ice in this situation anyway. She does what she wants.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report, but to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Amp Radio.
All right, man, we're celebrating Ariana Grande dropping her brand new album last night, number one on iTunes in just 5 minutes, breaking every single record. We have an epic poll going down right now on Twitter at 97.1 Amp Radio. Which song do you want to hear from her new album? Tamara, our social media guru, has the results so far. It was between Needy, Ghosting, Bloodline, and Break Up With Your Boyfriend?
Boyfriend. Girlfriend. Or could break up with your girlfriend, but break it could be boyfriend.
We're going to get into that, okay? We're going to get into that because break up with your girlfriend, I'm bored. Tamara, which one's winning?
All right, so far is break up with your girlfriend / boyfriend, I'm bored.
Break up with somebody, I'm bored.
Somebody, I'm bored.
Hey, you. Hey, you with the other person. Hey. I'm bored, let's go.
Dump that loser.
Right, so that's at a 39% right now on Twitter.
Okay, so that one's winning.
Yeah, and...
Yeah, go ahead.
And right after is Bloodline with 29%.
Which makes sense, because those, it's funny how the poll will accurately reflect. Like, I thought the two that we played today that have the most radio potential are the two that are in the lead.
Yep.
So, obviously, she's being very vulnerable, Ariana Grande is. And there's a lot of different rumors and theories behind Break Up With Your Girlfriend. I'm bored. And Chelsea's got an inside scoop in regards
to this. Well, if you watch the music video, which she dropped last night, it at the end of it, it's this whole thing where you think it's about her and wanting to hook up with this guy. But then at the end, they're in a hot tub. Have you ever seen that movie Wild Things? She ends up with the girl. And they have this wild thing, right? They have this kiss. So it's like, oh, joke's on you.
Imagine.
Plot twist.
Yes. Imagine.
So rumor, I heard a little rumor from an inside source that potentially the song could be about Halsey because
Hold on. Chelsea, you're saying that in this situation, it's not to end up with that girl's man, but according to the video, it's to end up with that girl's...
The girl.
Just the girl who's in the relationship.
It's like break up with your girlfriend so I can be with your girlfriend. And so there's a rumor going around that maybe after Pete Davidson, Halsey and Ariana were kind of talking or getting close or romantic. And so potentially, and the fact, so also in that song, I don't know if anyone noticed if it sounds familiar, but she samples NSYNC's It Makes Me Ill.
Right.
And also Halsey has sampled Justin Timberlake in her songs before. So there's sort of this thing like, is that kind of a hint that maybe this song is about her Halsey and them maybe having this sort of intimate relationship? It's the tea, guys.
You lost me at Wild Things hot tub scene.
Brian is still back at the first time he saw that movie in that scene.
I'm frolicking amongst the hot tub right now.
Keep voting at 97.1 Amp Radio. Regardless, it sounds like she just wants to hook up with somebody.
Yeah, get a girl.
You know what I'm saying? We are Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Thank you, Tamara, for that poll. Make sure you keep voting so we can play that song, whichever song, your favorite song of her new album here on 97.1 Amp Radio.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
Get ready to hear this hilarious Damn He Dumb story of the day.
Damn He Dumb.
Oh, my gosh. The ridiculous reason why a 27-year-old dude is suing his parents. Brian, break it down for us, bro.
It's coming out of Mumbai, India. 27-year-old Ralph Samuel, he's a businessman. He revealed that he's suing his parents for giving birth to him without his consent.
Damn, he dumb.
Mr. Samuel believes that his parents shouldn't procreate and they should avoid bringing children into the world because they're only going to go through pain and suffering. For bringing him into the world without seeking his approval, he thinks his parents should have to pay him to live.
What are his parents saying to this, lawsuit?
This is the best part of the whole thing. The BBC is saying that Samuel's parents, who are both lawyers, by the way, both lawyers, said that they plan on countersuing him as well. His mother said she welcomed the challenge and promised she will not take it easy on him. She, quote, said, "That's fine, but don't expect me to go easy on you. I will destroy you."
Wow.
It's the appropriate response from a mother who's being sued for giving birth without consent.
Wow.
Those parents should sue themselves for raising that kid.
I mean, there could be no more millennial thing ever than a 27-year-old suing his parents because they didn't ask him permission to be born.
How do you get consent? Like, hey, you know, tug twice on your umbilical cord if you're okay, if we have you. Tug once if no.
Throw a kick if yes. Are you ready? Plus, it's like, I just find it hilarious because your wife's pregnant. Janet's pregnant right now. Yeah. She's like, you know, you guys are getting close to the end of the pregnancy.
We're on baby watch. It could happen at any moment. Yeah.
Could you imagine a mom, if you could communicate to the baby, and the baby's like, nah, I'm good, dog.
I'll stay here forever.
I want to wait until the 2020 elections. I'm just going to chill. I want to see if that environment changes out there.
For real. Man, I think it has to do with some of the 27-year-old dudes around the world just not being all there, right? I also read this story this morning. They found the 27-year-old, he's a Fullerton dude, and he pleaded no contest to stalking Rihanna. You guys remember, it was in 2018, he rolled up to her house here in the Hollywood Hills area and chilled there for 12 hours, and Rihanna's assistant is the one that caught him in there. Thankfully, Rihanna wasn't home. But now he's on probation, and he's not in jail, but he gets a GPS monitoring system to know where exactly he's at all times. My question is, like, how long do you have to wear that GPS system for?
I feel like I read that it was, like, only 10 years. He was, like, there was a restraining order. I'm like, well, what happens after 10 years? Like, he's clearly not well.
What if he, like, gets over that, right? Imagine that what kind of conversation that is on a first date where you're out someone, you're like, oh, like, what do you think about Rihanna? Well, I have 7 years left where I'm not allowed to talk about her, so.
Tell me about your ankle brace.
Yeah.
Well.
Amp Radio.
Love you guys. Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. Let's roll.
I wanna.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.